no compromise in terms of what we believe. We still believe America is the leader of the free world, that the West is superior, that we have to fight for these values, that we should give American corporations and, most importantly, our government an unfair advantage. We are dedicating our company. We have dedicated our company to the service of the West and the United States of America, and we're super proud of the role we play, especially in places we can't talk about. Palantir is here to disrupt and make the institutions we partner with the very best in the world, and when it's necessary, to scare our enemies and, on occasion, kill them. And we hope you're in favor of that.
At Palantir, we are unashamed to admit that we work on behalf of the American warfighter. I do think we're in the early stages of a new Cold War with communist China.
We are at war with China. We are in an AI arms race.
It's the liberty-loving, tech-building people of the West, especially of America, who produce products that are so superior that the non-freedom-loving people need to shiver a little more than they have in the past. And this is crucial for the West and and all of our allies who primarily love the freedoms and liberties we have, to show our adversaries that, in fact, we are superior.
Americans are the most loving, God-fearing, fair, least discriminatory people on the planet. If you're a foreign power sending fentanyl to poison our people, something really bad is going to happen to you and your friends and your cousins and your bank account and your mistress and whoever was involved. And, you know, when Americans are spending $1 trillion on defense, we need to stand up, and those people need to be scared. And they need to wake up scared and go to bed scared. People want to live in peace. They want to go home. They do not want to hear your woke pagan ideology. They want to know they're safe. And safe means that the other person is scared. That's how you make someone safe. And my version of service is the soldiers are happier, the enemies are scared, and Americans go back to enjoying the fact that we're the only one with a real tech scene in this country, and we're going to win everything. That's how I see it.
Palantir is a company that many people have heard of, but they don't know exactly what it does. Today I'm going to explain how Palantir has become a key part of the U.S. military-industrial complex and how its corporate executives profit from war. Now, Palantir is a company that provides software primarily to Western governments, especially the U.S. government. It has been given huge contracts from the U.S. military and the Department of Homeland Security and the notoriously violent immigration agency, ICE. Palantir is involved in mass surveillance and so-called predictive policing, which is exactly the kind of thing we were warned about in dystopian science fiction movies. And the majority of Palantir's revenue comes from government contracts. As I'll show today in detail with many quotes, the executives of Palantir are extremely hawkish, especially Palantir's CEO, Alex Karp, who's a warmonger constantly pushing for more war. In fact, he has said very openly that he expects that in the near future, the U.S. is going to be fighting a three-front war against Russia, Iran, and China, which what he's really talking about there is World War III. And it's not an exaggeration to say that Palantir is preparing the U.S. government for World War III, and it hopes to profit and make a lot of money, especially by saber-rattling against China. As I'll show today, Palantir's executives are extremely hawkish against China. Palantir is also very close to the Donald Trump administration. Trump has given Palantir tons of contracts for multiple different U.S. government agencies, and in particular, the Trump administration is relying on Palantir to conduct mass surveillance of Americans, of U.S. citizens, to compile and synthesize data from all U.S. government agencies in order to help the government spy better on its own citizens. And because Palantir is so close to Trump and his allies, as soon as Trump won the presidential election in November 2024, Palantir's stock skyrocketed and broke records as investors assumed, correctly, that the Trump administration would give more and more contracts to Palantir. However, it soon became clear that Palantir's stock was extremely overvalued. with price-to-earnings ratios that were absolutely off the charts and did not make any sense. They were completely illogical based on manic speculation. It was in a bubble, and that bubble popped in November 2025, a year later, especially when renowned investors like Michael Burry of the movie The Big Short announced that he was shorting Palantir's stock. And this freaked out Palantir's corporate executives, especially the CEO, Alex Karp, who went on TV and attacked Michael Burry and short sellers and said they were crazy. And he claimed that Palantir was the greatest software company in the entire world. I'm not exaggerating.
We delivered the best results anyone's ever seen. They're actually shorting one of the great businesses of the world. When I hear short sellers attacking what I believe is clearly the most important software company in America, and therefore in the world in terms of our impact, simply to make money, and trying to call the AI revolution into question, it just is super triggering because these people, they could pick on any company in the world. They have to pick on the one that actually helps people, that actually has made money for the average person, that is actually supporting our warfighters. Why do they have to go after us?
However, just 2 weeks after Palantir's CEO went on TV and attacked anyone shorting his company stocks, claiming they were all crazy, 2 weeks later, according to filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, Alex Karp and many other executives at Palantir started selling off hundreds of millions of dollars of stock that they held in their company, which they claimed was perfect and only an idiot would sell the stock. More specifically, CEO Alex Karp sold off $96 million of Palantir stock after he had gone on TV and claimed that anyone shorting Palantir stock was crazy. Later on today in this analysis, I'll show some of the incredible clips from that interview. But first, I want to explain more about Palantir because, again, like I said, this is a company that so many people have heard of, but they don't understand exactly what it does. I think it's very important to go into detail because this is a company that's becoming more and more important in the U.S. military-industrial complex. And as the U.S. wages wars around the world and expands the mass surveillance of people, not only Americans, but people in other countries, the U.S. military-industrial complex and the U.S. surveillance state rely very heavily on the software provided by Palantir. So let's start by talking about where Palantir came from. Originally, as a startup company, Palantir was funded by the CIA, and that's because the CIA wanted to use its technology, especially for mass surveillance and espionage. And alongside current CEO Alex Karp, another co-founder of Palantir was the billionaire Silicon Valley oligarch Peter Thiel. Thiel is a close ally of Donald Trump, and in fact, he was one of the major funders of Trump's first presidential campaign. Peter Thiel has also been one of the main financial sponsors of current U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance. In fact, Vance previously worked for Peter Thiel. Thiel was literally his boss. And then when J.D. Vance ran for Senate in Ohio, Peter Thiel funded his political campaign with tens of millions of dollars, and Vance successfully won that election thanks to Peter Thiel. Now, Thiel sometimes uses so-called libertarian rhetoric, but in reality, he promotes a far-right ideology. Thiel famously wrote that, quote, "I no longer believe that freedom and democracy are compatible," end quote, and he argued that capitalism is much more important than democracy. He also infamously complained about women getting the right to vote, claiming that women's suffrage was horrible for libertarianism. However, when Thiel talks about capitalism, he doesn't mean it in the sense of Adam Smith with competition bringing down prices for everyone and promoting efficiency, at least theoretically. He openly defends monopolies. Thiel is proud of the fact he has written openly that capitalism is based on monopoly, which he says is a good thing. He's against competition. In fact, he wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal titled "Competition is for Losers," in which he argued that capitalism is based on monopolies and that monopolies are good. And he complained that if there's perfect competition, in fact, profit margins would eventually go to zero as companies compete with each other to create products that are more effective and cheaper, which is bad for capitalists, for the owners of capital, like Peter Thiel, who is a billionaire oligarch from Silicon Valley. That's why he loves monopolies. And it's also a major reason why Peter Thiel and his oligarch friends who co-founded Palantir, they hate China. It's a significant reason why they're pushing for war on China, because China is the only country in the world that actually has technological competitors that can challenge the monopoly of Silicon Valley big tech corporations. This is a reason why even the chief technology officer of Palantir said openly that the U.S. is at war with China.
We are at war with China. We are in an AI arms race.
I'll talk more about that in a few minutes here. First, I want to talk more about Palantir's work for the U.S. government. I already established that the majority of Palantir's revenue comes from governments, primarily the U.S. government, but also Western governments like the U.K. and Germany. Palantir has become one of the most important U.S. government contractors, especially for the Pentagon, previously known as the Department of Defense, now more aptly known as the Department of War. And in fact, the Financial Times reported that Palantir and other military contractors like Anduril, these are both companies run by right-wing oligarchs in Silicon Valley, and they're both named after the Lord of the Rings. Come on, guys, read another book. But anyway, the FT reported that they're working with other companies like Elon Musk's SpaceX and Sam Altman's OpenAI to form what the FT called a consortium to jointly bid for U.S. government work. There's another term for this, which is a cartel. Mainstream economists, going back to Adam Smith, have always said that cartels of business interests are bad for average people because they conspire against the public. And this is exactly what Palantir has been doing with other big tech corporations from Silicon Valley, run by these billionaire CEOs, who, by the way, are all friends with each other. In fact, many of these Silicon Valley oligarchs are part of what is known as the PayPal Mafia, including Peter Thiel, the co-founder of Palantir, including Elon Musk, and also David Sachs. Who is David Sachs? Well, in addition to being involved in PayPal, like those other oligarchs, Sachs was an early investor in Palantir, and he was a big donor to Donald Trump's second presidential campaign. And in gratitude, due to his financial support for Trump, Trump nominated him as the White House so-called AI and crypto czar. So he essentially bought his way into the White House and is very close to Trump. And this is why it's not surprising that the Trump administration has given massive contracts to Palantir and is using Palantir in order to conduct mass surveillance of U.S. citizens. The New York Times reported that in just 2 months after Trump returned to office in January 2025, his administration gave Palantir nearly $1 billion worth of government contracts with numerous federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Pentagon. In particular, a $795 million contract with the so-called Department of Defense, which is now known as the Department of War. Palantir is working for at least four U.S. federal agencies. This is just what we know of. What is especially concerning is how closely Palantir is working with ICE, which is carrying out many abuses. Not only has ICE been horrifically abusing undocumented immigrants by launching raids with agents in normal clothes, civilian clothes, with masks on, who don't identify themselves, who just throw people randomly in an unmarked car and basically just kidnap them. But it's not just that. ICE has also arrested U.S. citizens at protests. So more and more, it looks like ICE is being used as a kind of political secret police by the U.S. government in order to intimidate and arrest and harass people who protest against the government and don't like the U.S. government's policies. And as if that weren't enough, Palantir is also involved in the U.S. government's use of facial recognition technology targeting Americans. The U.S. government has vast amounts of data, and Palantir software helps the U.S. government sift through all of that data and synthesize that data that is collected from mass surveillance, from facial recognition. Palantir is helping to facilitate all of that, and not just in the U.S., but also in other Western governments. For example, in Germany, Palantir is helping to expand mass surveillance, copying the U.S. model of mass surveillance. And in Germany, Palantir is involved in so-called predictive policing, which is the kind of crazy stuff you see in sci-fi books and movies like Minority Report, where Palantir's technology is being used by police to comb through data and claim that they can predict future crime that has not yet been committed. This is the kind of dystopian stuff that we've been warned about for decades, and Palantir is not only facilitating it, it's profiting from it. So this is what the libertarian co-founders of Palantir had in mind. These billionaire oligarchs like Peter Thiel, who famously wrote for a libertarian website that freedom is more important than democracy, that capitalism is more important than democracy. Meanwhile, he co-founded a company that's engaged in mass surveillance and Minority Report style predictive policing and is helping the US war machine to wage war around the world. This is actually existing libertarianism from Silicon Valley. All of this is why the British newspaper The Guardian stated that the CEO of Palantir, Alex Karp, may be the world's scariest CEO. It noted that Palantir is creating the ultimate state surveillance tool, and that's why Palantir has been likened to George Orwell's Big Brother, or Skynet, from the Terminator movies. And it pointed out that Alex Karp referred to Palantir as, quote, the most important software company in America and therefore in the world, end quote. And I want to talk more about Alex Karp because this guy is a completely unhinged war hawk. I already mentioned how he is preparing for World War III and stated with confidence that the U.S. government will soon be engaged in a three-front war with Iran, Russia, and China. Again, this is World War III. It would be catastrophic. But this is just scratching the surface because it's truly shocking how openly Alex Karp talks about the fact how he is preparing for war and how he likes violence. This is what Alex Karp wrote in his 2024 letter to Palantir shareholders. Quote, as Samuel Huntington has written, the rise of the West was not made possible by the superiority of its ideas or values or religion, but rather by its superiority in applying organized violence. He continued, Westerners often forget this fact. Non-Westerners never do. End quote. That's how the CEO of Palantir ended his 2024 letter to shareholders. I mean, this is the kind of thing that a comic book villain would do. This is the CEO of one of the most influential US corporations. Now, Alex Karp is a blatant imperialist. He constantly says in his speeches that the West is superior to the rest of the world, that the US leads the so-called free world, and that Palantir is going to help the US empire to be the strongest country and to bully all other countries around and be number one with what he calls an unfair advantage. He's proud of the fact, he says, the US government should provide an unfair advantage for its corporations. Listen here, this is the summary of Palantir's worldview.
No compromise in terms of what we believe. We still believe America is the leader of the free world, that the West is superior, that we have to fight for these values, that we should give American corporations and, most importantly, our government an unfair advantage. We've demonstrated in every area and arena of American life and international life that we do deliver an unfair advantage for our allies, our friends, and our compatriots.
Alex Karp proudly states that Palantir is an imperialist tool of the West that is used to scare and kill the enemies of the West, and in particular, the United States. Listen to this crazy quote of the CEO of Palantir on an earnings call addressing shareholders.
We are
dedicating our company. We have dedicated our company to the service of the West and the United States of America, and we're super proud of the role we play, especially in places we can't talk about. Palantir is here to disrupt and make the institutions we partner with the very best in the world, and when it's necessary, to scare our enemies and on occasion kill them. And we hope you're in favor of that.
Now, Palantir is very close to the Trump administration, which is why it's not surprising to hear that many executives at Palantir use the same language of Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, the guy who renamed the Defense Department to the Department of War. And Hegseth and the Trump administration constantly refer to U.S. troops and soldiers as war fighters. And Palantir does the exact same thing. And in this clip, CEO Alex Karp makes it clear that Palantir's mission is to serve the U.S. war fighters, to kick the butt of the U.S. empire's adversaries.
We are going to support the U.S. government. And this is crucial. It's like we have the resources in this country. We often have not used them to support our war fighters. And that's changed. And in great part because our adversaries are clearly just worthy of getting kicked in the fanny.
A technical term.
Alex Karp claims that the United States is the best country ever. The people of the U.S. are the greatest people on earth. No one is as good as the American people. And that's why Palantir's mission is to make the U.S. empire as deadly as possible, to make foreign countries fear the U.S. empire.
It's the liberty-loving, tech-building people of the West, especially of America, who produce products that are so superior that the non-freedom-loving people need to shiver a little more than they have in the past. And this is crucial for the West and all of our allies who primarily love the freedoms and liberties we have to show our adversaries that, in fact, we are superior because America is the best at building software. And the fact that we can build weapons, software-enhanced weapons, that really make our adversaries quiver.
Fear is a major part of Palantir's mission. It wants other countries to fear the U.S. empire and the U.S. war machine. Here in another interview, Alex Karp explains Palantir's mission.
Americans are the most loving, God-fearing, fair, least discriminatory people on the planet. If you're a foreign power sending fentanyl to poison our people, something really bad is going to happen to you and your friends and your cousins and your bank account and your mistress and whoever was involved. And, you know, when Americans are spending $1 trillion on defense, we need to stand up and those people need to be scared because we have the best products in the world and we cannot have parity. Our adversaries do not have our moral compunction. If it's even, they will take advantage of our niceness, kindness, our desire to be at home in Nebraska or New Hampshire or wherever we live in our peaceful environments. And they need to wake up scared and go to bed scared. People want to live in peace. They want to go home. They do not want to hear your woke pagan ideology. They want to know they're safe. And safe means that the other person is scared. That's how you make someone safe. And my version of service is the soldiers are happier, the enemies are scared, and Americans go back to enjoying the fact that we're the only one with a real tech scene in this country, and we're going to win everything. That's how I see it.
Now, when Palantir's CEO says they want the adversaries of the U.S. to be afraid, who do they mean by adversaries? Well, number one is China. Alex Karp and his colleagues are extreme China hawks, and Karp has constantly said that the U.S. is in a new AI arms race with China, and it's a zero-sum game. The U.S. has to win, and the chief technology officer of Palantir takes it a step even further. CTO Shyam Sankar argues that the U.S. is already at war with China. The U.S. is waging war against China on multiple fronts. Listen here.
But I think the real lesson, the more profound one, is that we are at war with China. We are in an AI arms race. But this war started long ago. It was an economic war with the ascension of China to the World Trade Organization. It is an opium war. It is a diplomatic war. The Belt and Road Initiative is basically indentured servitude for other countries to the CCP here. You know, China knows they're at war. The question is, we kind of equivocate on it as a peace-loving nation.
Other Palantir executives have made similar remarks. In fact, Palantir hired the Republican former congressman Mike Gallagher, who is an extreme China hawk and was previously the chair of the U.S. House of Representatives Anti-China Committee, preparing for a new Cold War against China. And in an interview on Fox News, Mike Gallagher, this former Republican congressman who is now the head of defense at Palantir, he proudly stated that the U.S. government is waging a new Cold War against China. And in this new Cold War, Cold War II, it is AI that replaces nuclear weapons in the first Cold War.
The head of defense at Palantir Technologies, former Congressman Mike Gallagher, is here in studio.
I do think we're in the early stages of a new Cold War with communist China. I think the analogy allows us to understand the scale of the effort. This is a whole of society competition, as well as the stakes, which I would argue are existential. And the rough analogy is that the role that nuclear weapons played in the old Cold War with the Soviet Union is the role that AI is playing in this new Cold War with China.
Mike Gallagher boasted that Palantir is serving the U.S. Empire's lethal war fighters and preparing them for more war to scare U.S. adversaries like China.
At Palantir, we are unashamed to admit that we work on behalf of the American warfighter, and we're finding that there's a lot of patriotic, talented young Americans who actually want to apply their talents to helping American warfighters become more lethal and scaring the crap out of America's enemies.
I like that at the end there.
Palantir is a dystopian company that is full of these unrepentant warmongers. And thus far, I've been talking about Palantir's U.S. operations primarily, but I also want to briefly talk about Palantir's UK operations, because the head of Palantir in the UK and Europe is another right-wing warmonger named Lewis Mosley. And would it surprise you to learn that Lewis Mosley is the grandson of the most infamous and powerful fascist in the history of the United Kingdom, Oswald Mosley, who was the leader of the British Union of Fascists and a personal friend of Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler? Now, some people would say, okay, well, don't hold the grandson accountable for the crimes of his grandfather. But he's continuing in the footsteps of his grandfather. Palantir is one of the most fascistic institutions on Earth, carrying out exactly the kinds of crimes and imperialist wars and mass surveillance and preventive policing and face recognition, and all of these crimes carried out by fascist regimes 100 years ago. This is what Palantir is facilitating today and profiting from. So I don't think it's just a symbolic coincidence that the grandson of the most notorious British fascist is today helping to lead Palantir in the UK. That is the perfect illustration of what Palantir truly represents. It is the corporate heart of the fascistic U.S. empire that is waging war around the world and preaching so-called Western superiority, claiming that the U.S.-led West is superior to the rest of the world. Everyone else is a barbarian that needs to be cowering in fear of the U.S. empire, that needs to maximize its lethality to impose its hegemony on the rest of the world by using advanced technology for war of conquest. That is the true mission of Palantir. I hope you now better understand this very dangerous corporation, because we've all heard of Palantir, but a lot of people don't understand just how dangerous Palantir actually is. On that note, I'm going to conclude. I am Ben Norton. I'm the editor-in-chief of Geopolitical Economy Report. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Please like and subscribe. Please share this. I will see you all next time.